أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته all the brothers today inshallah we will complete our one objective to cover those six categories which we started few months ago when the new Islamic year started and we made this our resolution to be among those six categories which Allah mentioned in Quran who he loves who he likes and he makes those people friend of him what are those categories we have covered five of them already alhamdulillah today we will see the last one And inshallah, we will complete this target and this objective. So the first category was Muhsineen. Second, Tawwabeen. Third, Mutatahireen. Fourth, Muttaqeen. And the fifth, which we covered last time, Mutawakkileen. And today, inshallah, we will cover Muqsiteen. So for all these six categories, Allah mentions, Inna Allah yuhibbul Muhsineen. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الطَّوَّابِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ And today we are covering inshallah إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ So those who act justly and those who give rights equally whatever rights are due upon those people they give equally and justly So today's topic is all about justice. So inshallah we will see that. So there are two words. One word is adal and the second word is qist. So these two words usually are synonymous of each other. They are synonyms of they are similar in meanings. So what is adal is to divide equally. And similar meaning of qist to give rights and dues completely 100%. If we have some rights upon them, we have to give those rights completely 100%. And with adl, with justice. The another word which is qistas. Qistas means the balance. Allah used this word as well in Quran. So we will see. So qaf seen ta this is the root word of muqsitin it means to give anyone's rights equally so usually this word is understood for a judge or for a ruler but in one hadith I found very good definition of this the word muqsitin who are those muqsitin we will see one hadith to understand what Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions about muqsitin in hadith so qala rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam innal muqsitina indallahi ala manabira min noorin ay yamin arrahmani azza wa jal wa kilta yadayhi yamin allazina ya'diluna fi hukmihim wa ahlihim wa ma walaw so these three things who are muqsitin so hazur the translation of this hadith which is narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar behold the dispenser of justice will be seated on the pulpits and members of lights besides Allah. So this is the reward of people who are justice. So they will be sitting besides Allah upon members at the day of judgment on the right side of the merciful, exalted and glorious. Either side of the being is the right side, both being equally given. So who are those people who are justice? Three categories. In their rules, whatever rules they make, and whatever, if they are judge, if they are ruler, so in their rulings they are justice. Those rules should not be biased. The second one, in matters relating to their families. So look at, it's not about judge, it's not about court system, it's not about law and orders. Muqsitin is also applied in our lives, in our families. So this is the second definition. So first, they are whatever rules and rulers and court and law and order system. The second one, in any matters relating to our families. The third one, in all that they undertake to do. So look at this. The last category covers everything. So whatever we do, if we are employer, we have to have justice in our employment rules. If we are owner of any businesses, we have to have justice and adl. And we need to make sure we give whatever rights are upon us equally and with just. So this is actually the three. Anything related in our life has to be with justice. In how we will implement this in our family. If we are father, we need to see justice whatever we do in our children. Sometimes sometimes it's very tricky to do justice. And sometimes there are some, you know, feelings in between children because of this non-equal system. Sometimes automatically we are somehow children feel we are biased to some other children. This is also a very common social problem which we have. And we have to do balance. If we buy some gift to some other kids, then we have to buy some other, we have to give the similar gift, or at least buy a gift for all children. So that's actually, and you always get this feeling from children. They always say you buy a gift to other children, and then you need to buy me a gift as well. So that's example of justice in our families, in our social lives. Importance of justice in from the Quran. So now we are looking at the importance of justice. So Allah's command, Allah give commands in Quran about to be justice. So what we will see, wa awful kaila wal mizana bil qist, and give full measures and weight in justice. This ayah came after when Allah talk about giving rights to orphans, yatim, yatama. So this is another system of social justice where we have to give rights to those who have lost their parents. And then, you know, other family members, uncles and brothers and other people are owner of that wealth about orphans, which belongs to orphan. So we need to be very careful about those rights as well. This is actually social justice. So Allah says, and give full measures and weight in justice. And Allah sent one complete surah with the same word, mutaffifin. Those who measures not in balance, not in equal. When they give, they give less. And when they take from other people, they want more. So that's actually Mutaffifin, Surah Mutaffifin. So Allah sent one complete surah on this topic as well. And then this beautiful ayah, four words. Qul amara rabbi bil qist. My Lord has ordered justice. O Muhammad, say, my Lord has ordered justice. So we are talking about justice today. The last category, muqsitin, which means those who give rights equally, and those who judge equally, and they act justly. So that's actually today's category. The beautiful ayah which we all remember from Surah Rahman, wa aqimul wazna bil qisti wa la tukhsirul mizan. So this is a beautiful ayah which we always hear in Surah Rahman, and keep up the balance with equality, and do not make the major deficient. Wa la tukhsirul mizan. Do not make the measures deficient. So this is actually the three ayah I mentioned about where Allah command. So this is the importance of justice. Allah give commandment in Quran several places. The another thing which we can understand about importance of just, Allah sent one prophet to deal with this problem of the nation, Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salam. Prophet Shuaib alayhi salam, he was sent, and this is his words which are in Quran, wa ya qawmi awful mikyala wal mizan bil qist, and O my people, give just measure and weight, nor withhold from the people the things that are due to them. If you don't withhold those things, so this is actually the message of every prophet. Actually, all the prophets are sent to implement justice in the nation. So this is another. So the and now this is the ayah which I am talking about right now. In Surah Hadid, or Allah mentions, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمَّ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمِيزَانِ. So Allah says, Allah sent prophets with a book and with a measure, with the balance, mizan. So Allah sent all the prophets with a book and to implement justice in the nation. So this is the ayah which mentions the importance of justice. All the prophets are sent with this main objective and goal, to implement just in the nation. And now when we need to do justice, Quran is very clear about the ruling. So no biasing in justice. So this one verse talk about how we need to be very, very clear in when we are in a position where we need to do justice in any situations. So look at this ayah. It says, O you who believes, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, be maintainers of justice. Kunu qawwamina bilqist. So this is the ayah. And barriers of witness of Allah's sakes. Now these are the categories Allah mentioned specifically. Though it may be against your own. So maybe you are in a situation where you have to accept you were wrong. And everything will go against you. But you, because of justice, you have to say, yes, I was wrong. And you have to accept your mistakes. So this is very important. And the second, your own self or your parents. Sometimes you may be in a situation where you need to give witness against your parents. Quran mentions, regardless of any relatives and or near relatives, the third category, or near relatives. So either you need to stand up against yourself, your parents, your relatives. Justice is actually has the most top priority, and we have to be no biasing in justice. So this is very common problem which caused so much damages in our family management, in our social management, in employment, everywhere in our world. We do see justice system problem everywhere. So that's actually a very important topic today, justice. And one more thing which should not bias this decision, hate or love. So this is another verse which I cannot go in too much detail. So another ayah, similar ayah, same ayah, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada bil qist. But after that Allah says, even if you have any hate in your heart, that hate, or even you have any love for someone, should not impact the decision of justice. So this is another category. And one more occasion Allah says, when this ayah mentioned, where Allah says, Inna Allah yuhibbul muqsitin, the ayah says, Wa in hakamta fahkum bainahum bil qist, Inna Allah yuhibbul muqsitin. So this is the ayah where Allah says, Inna Allah yuhibbul muqsitin. This ayah referred to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even if you do decision, or if you need to do any hukum among your people who are enemy to you, that hate, or that even your enemy or people are your friend, that justice decision should not be biased. So this is everywhere in Quran Allah talk about justice should be regardless of any biasing. So this is the topic I just want to mention. And now I will conclude with few example from Islamic history. So we all know what happened when a woman from Quraysh, which is honorable family, she did steal something, and she theft. And people of Quraysh wanted her not to be punished. And they went to Usama bin Zaid. He went to him because he was close to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to forgive her. And then everybody know this from the history. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even daughter of Muhammad Fatima radhiyallahu ta'ala anha would have done the similar sin, I would have punished her as well. So, and Hazur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that moment mentioned, this is the cause of destruction of so many nations before you. So the justice is the cause of destruction of the nations from this incident from the seerah. So we everybody is aware. And another occasion, Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab, who's a great Khalifa, he bought a horse from one person. And after when the transaction was completed, he actually started riding that horse. He realized he has some defect. The horse has some defect. Then he found some judge and he went to him, but he was not able to prove it when he bought that horse, even at that time, that horse has any defect or not. So the judge gave a decision against Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was actually the Khalifa of that time. So this is the importance of justice from Seerah. So I mentioned importance of justice from Quran, and now I mentioned few example of justice from Seerah. And another example as well, but we will complete. So what we have seen today, alhamdulillah, we completed six categories. So this today we see three ayahs, which I am quickly reading for you, so you understand those ayah where Allah mentioned He loves those who are muqsitin. Wa in hakamta fahkum bainahum bil qisti inna Allah yuhibbul muqsitin. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَأَقْسِطُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. This is second place where Allah mentioned, whenever you are resolving or doing, helping two people or two groups to reconcile their relationship if they are enemy, so you need to be very justice. You need to do with adl and bil qist. So that's actually the second place. And then Allah says third place in Surah Mumtahina, antabarruhum wa tuqsitu ilayhim inna Allaha yuhibbul muqsitin. So alhamdulillah, today we completed six categories where Allah mentioned in Quran He loves those people who are muhsinin, tawwabin, mutatahirin, muttaqin, and last week we covered mutawakkilin, those who trust upon Allah, and today we covered muqsitin. So alhamdulillah, we have covered this objective of covering those categories who Allah mentioned. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us among those six categories, because Allah loves those categories. So we can work on this. Why we cover that? So we need to be aware of those categories, and we need to work towards becoming among those six categories. So that's the objective I was trying to complete in last 6 weeks. Alhamdulillah, today we have covered. So we will finish here, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us muqsitin, make us all those people who Allah loves. And next time inshallah we will cover who Allah does not love. So then we need to avoid those categories. So inshallah we will see those categories who Allah does not like, who Allah does not love. So these are everything is from Quran inshallah. So wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
La Akbar.